Well, alas, we have come to this 40th and last day of Christmas, which is today, the Feast of the Purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary at the Temple, and the presentation of her Son, the Son of God, in the same temple, his temple. And of course, the liturgy of today is most beautiful, and it is a day in which the Roman Church blesses the candles, those that are going to be used on the altar, which I blessed. There were some out there, some inside, and then those which you yourself have brought and you have in your seats, which I blessed, by the way, I didn't forget you, and which are now sacramentals. And when you light them, you light them for your prayers. You can light them for the rosary or for other prayers like the Divine Office, or you could light them in times of tragedy such as a hurricane or tornadoes. And hopefully the tornado will not blow them out. But anyway, this is our Catholic faith. And it goes from the Gospel. For those who say they follow the Gospel, what have they done with this? You know, they just forget about it. It's just something in the past. It's not. Everything that is in the sacred scriptures, everything that is in the sacred gospels, is for now, for today. And so today, we unite ourselves to Mary and Joseph, who bring Jesus to his temple. And there, they are met, first of all, by the old man, as the scripture says, the old man, Saint Simeon, who takes Jesus in his arms. What a wonderful image. And of course, we love children, and we also love grandparents. Oftentimes, grandparents are forgotten. They must not be. Of course, in this society, everybody lives 1,000 miles away. Nothing we can do about that. However, you can adopt a grandparent. And I'm not old enough to be a grandparent, so forget that. Anyway, adoptive father, yes. Godfather, yes. And then, of course, we have the older lady who is in her 80s also. She comes forth and praises God. You know, the Holy Spirit gives himself to whomever he wills. We don't have a monopoly, even we Catholics. We do have a monopoly on dogmas and doctrines that the Holy Spirit teaches us. But he can come to whomever he wishes. And no doubt, they were saved. It is Saint Simeon and Saint Anna, of the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Phanuel. And she praises God. God had revealed to Saint Simeon and Saint Anna that they would not die before they saw the Son of God, the Messiah. And so they were led by the Holy Spirit to the temple on this day. And here comes this young couple. And of course, Saint Joseph was not an old man. Those pictures of him as an old man are foo-foo. Many artists thinking that because he was chaste, he was old. I hate to tell you, old men are not necessarily chaste. Anyway, I can't reveal anymore. But it was young men. A young man, a carpenter, a construction, who owned a construction company. That's what a carpenter was in Israel at that time. He did not just make tables. He did that too. But he made houses and buildings. And the young Mary, who was still maybe only about 14, maybe 15, and they bring this child who is hers but not his, who is the eternal Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, become man through the Virgin Mary and the Holy Spirit, which overshadowed her. What a magnificent magnificent event, the birth of Christ, which we still celebrate today on this 40th and last day of Christmas. And of course, we immediately get ready, and there are two cycles, the Easter cycle and the Christmas cycle, and they overlap. We saw already Septuagesima Sunday, which prepares us for Good Friday, prepares us for the sorrow of the death of the Son of God on the cross. They both coincide, and this is the little bit that coincides. The Feast of the Purification, the Feast of the Presentation. And here, the Lord is presented in His Father's temple, and the ceremonies according to the Law of Moses. And of course, the Law of Moses is given to Moses by God, including Jesus, the second person of the Trinity. And they fulfill the law. And this is one of the examples that we need to take from this feast. Jesus did not need to be presented in His own temple, yet He obeyed His own law. Mary did not have to be purified. She was immaculate, yet she obeyed the law of Moses given to all the Jews, which now, of course, is abrogated by the law of Jesus, the law of the cross, of the Eucharist, and of the Holy Spirit. And so they obeyed. They did not complain. They did not say, why do we have to do this? We don't need to do this, as we would do. No, they did as they were told, as you should do. And so today, we celebrate this great gift, the example of Jesus and Mary and Joseph, who was also immaculate, though not conceived immaculately, but born immaculate. And they bring that child. They bring him to His own temple, and they give glory to God. And so do we, with the beautiful chants that we sing here tonight. And in particular, we have chanted several times in different ways this evening already, the Nunc Dimittis, the Canticle of Simeon, as it is called. Every night in the office of Compline, the night prayer of the church, the clergy and others sing this canticle, the Nunc Dimittis. Now thou mayest dismiss thy servant, O Lord, for we have seen him a light to the nations. That's why the candles today, a light to the nations. The glory of thy people Israel, and the revelation of all the nations, of all the Gentiles. He has come to save us all. And we give thanks to God for His great gift. Today also, as I was blessing the candles, it is also my intention to bless the babies and the children, those still in the womb and those who are already born, who made themselves very, very well heard. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.